kind of world do you want to live in? What does it look like? How does it sound? What can you smell and taste? How does it make your body feel? Welcome to Beneath the City is Soil. Time is running out on a late capitalist system that has had its mask pulled away. The billionaire class have set our world on fire in the pursuit of land and wealth and power over everything else. The Earth's natural systems are out of balance. We are collectively exhausted. But we can build a new world to live in, one from the decomposing matter of a system that is on the brink of collapse. Join me, Robin Moffat, researcher and audio producer, as we speak to a collection of humans that are living in the future.
What began as a form of escapism rather became a form of listening and a sort of exercise of thinking about what was hidden beneath the soil and what sort of quiet, unseen labour was happening to make all of life above ground possible.
This is about redemocratising the countryside. This is about giving people the right to feel that we have a shared sense of stewardship, a right to have a say in how land is managed, you know, for the benefit of people and for nature.
And so that radical imagination is a key part that I think it's borne out in the reuse of concrete as wildflower habitats, as pollinator habitats, invertebrate habitats.
Agroecology is good for the land, for the worker, but it also brings in not just the health of the eater, but the justice for all of us.
We can open those dialogues about sustainable agriculture and sustainable agricultural practices and small-scale production and self-sustainability, but you've got to get them invested in it first. So by them actually coming and seeing it and trying what we have here and interacting with the animals, we can start those conversations.
Forest School is a long-term and learner-centred approach that really centres on learning through doing, through play, through curiosity, through imagination.
I guess we're just like dreaming of a youth club with a beautiful community garden out the front, shaped by the young people who then become horticulturalists and kind of advocates for nature and environmentalists. And it's the beginning of something, I think, a lifetime of work.
Hear about world-building projects, rehearsals of human and ecological flourishing that are being acted upon as we speak. You and I have the power to change everything. This isn't one to miss, so listen in.